It's 1 p.m. local time here in the UK on the 23rd of April 2026. I'm Joseph McTaggart with the news headlines. The tube strike in London continues. Drivers have a second 24-hour walkout. The ultra-rich are being driven out of the UK by tax changes as more and more wealthy people move abroad. A British mother is ending her life at a Swiss clinic after paying £10,000, and she says, "Please be happy for me." The British Army uses a ferry to attend a NATO exercise as calls grow for urgent defence spending boost. Half of young people say they would never fight for Britain in a war, according to a new survey. British people face new European travel rules for pets, as animals now require mandatory health certificates. A widow died in Ghana after losing up to £1 million in a romance fraud, an inquest hears. The British monarch, King Charles, prepares to travel to the United States next week to bolster the UK's special relationship with President Trump. The partner of Princess Diana's brother settles a lawsuit against his ex-wife. The UK supermarket Sainsbury's is asking for a police presence in stores to deter theft. Sainsbury's and Tesco, both UK supermarkets, are warning that their profits will be affected because of the Iran war. UK police arrest two more individuals regarding an arson plot to destroy or harm a building owned by the Jewish community. Britain should be prepared for cyber attacks linked to hostile states, the head of the country's cyber security agency said on Wednesday. And St. George's Day today. Why more and more British people are choosing to celebrate it. It's like a miracle. A six-year-old girl has her eyesight restored by gene therapy. The UK agrees a new £500 million deal with France to tackle migrant crossings. And cancer cases reach a record high in the UK with a new diagnosis every 80 seconds. I'm Joseph McTaggart. These have been the news headlines. The weather, cold but sunny.